This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and a path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
This is Rob Randall, and I want to welcome you personally to the Invisible War radio program. Thank you for taking your time. Don't change that dial. What we share with you today is so critically important. It will be a time you will be glad you have stayed tuned to the Invisible War. Now, we continue our study in Chapter 8 of Lies That Kill, the Supernatural Battle for Truth. And that chapter is entitled, If It's Consensual, Then It Must Be Okay. And if you don't have your book, Lies That Kill, let me encourage you. The only place you can get it is through our website right now. Go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org, and order your copy and do it today. If you've been listening to The Invisible War, you know that what we share with you is a Bible study. And Lies That Kill has just a little less than 1,000 scripture references. It's a Bible study. So I want you to take out your pad and pen and take good notes, for this study will be incredibly helpful to you as we learn the truth that has the power to help us walk in the freedom of the Lord Jesus. This book, Lies That Kill, is about the dangerous lies that, when believed, they have the power behind them to lead us to a life of destruction and, yes, ultimate death. Let's bring into focus the lie so often used by the enemy to bring us into spiritual bondage, and that is, again, if it's consensual, then it must be okay. I want to give a quick synopsis of where we have been in terms of this chapter. Now, if you've missed any program, let me encourage you to go back. You can download our program for free. Just go to theinvisiblewar.org, click on the broadcast button, and at your convenience, you can pick up any and all the programs you may have missed. I want to say a word concerning the dangers of living a life based upon consensus. Webster's dictionary defines consensus as group solidarity in sentiment and belief, or two, collective opinion. So consensus is an opinion based upon group decision. Simply put, consensus is a position rooted in peer pressure. That's right, peer pressure. Many aspects of life are based on consensus. Even with only a casual observation of the political process, whether in government or school boards or even church governance, one will find the practice of consensus. Consensus looks to satisfy the pleasure of those involved. It is, in reality, a way to the path of least resistance. In the practice of consensus, the end does, in fact, most often justify the means. Margaret Thatcher, former Prime Minister of Great Britain, was reported to have said, and I love this quote, "Whenever you find consensus, you will find the lack of leadership." And the problem with making decisions based upon consensus is that truth is rarely, if ever, found through consensus. The truth may be on the right or the left of a matter, and if we settle for anything less than the truth of God, we have invited the powers of darkness into our lives. That's right, the very powers of darkness. It is the truth that has the power to set us free from the bondage of the evil one. not just our opinions, and especially those opinions based upon mere consensus. So we've been talking about the consensus that leads us into sexual relations. Now, I want to encourage you, please hear my heart. Sex is a God thing. It's a wonderful thing. It's a holy thing. The very idea of this wonderful union between a man and a woman was born in the heart of God. Sex is a God thing. But like anything in life, it can be contaminated by sin. Now, you remember what sin is? Sin is simply disobeying God's word. Faith comes to us by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the Bible says whatever is not of faith is sin. God created man and woman with a blessing and a purpose. Not only did God have a wonderful plan for them, but he blessed them so that they could accomplish his purpose for them in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 and 28. In the past programs, we've talked about this wonderful mystery, this amazing mystery of the one flesh relationship. When a man and a woman have sexual relations, they become one flesh in the spirit world. We find this in Ephesians 5, verse 31 and 32. For this cause a man shall leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is great, but I am speaking with reference to Christ and his church. We've talked in depth about how the sexual relations, our exploits sexually, can in fact be used by the enemy to transfer the demonic. That's right, to transfer demons from one person to the other. We find the scriptures so clear about that. The Bible makes it clear that the marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Hebrews 13, verse 4. You see, everyone that we have had sex with, please hear me, according to the scriptures, we become one flesh with them. That's right. In the spirit world, we are connected to them, and this is an avenue by which demons travel. Please hear my heart. I want to encourage you, no matter what you've done or how long you've done it or how filthy it was, please hear me. Jesus' blood is enough to cleanse of all sin for all time, but you and I must come to the place where we humble ourselves and receive the cleansing of the Lord through confession of our sin, agreeing with him that we have sinned, and repenting of it, turning from it, and turning to the Lord Jesus. Last program, we talked about the carnage of abortion and the tragic result of this unwanted babies all around us because of our sexual exploits of our society. Please hear me. Please hear me. It's not an issue that is a political issue. It is a spiritual issue. It is an issue that needs to be dealt with by the very heart and hand of Almighty God. And the good news is he did deal with it at Calvary. The question is, will you and I take our hurts and our sorrow and our torments and our grief and all of our guilt that abortion has brought into our families and into our lives, will we take it to Calvary? Will we allow the Lord Jesus to cleanse us of our sin? I want to encourage you, do it today. Do it today. Would you do it? Let me pray for us right now as we continue our study. Would you let me pray for you right now? Would you allow me to join my heart with yours? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I want to thank you for this study. Thank you for the privilege that is ours to trust you with all that we are and all that we have. Lord, thank you for a study of your word, to be able to know that your word is forever settled in heaven and your word brings life, not death. It brings life to those of us who are willing to receive it and to obey it. Lord, we love you. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for the privilege that we have today to bring all of our cares and all of our sorrows and our griefs and our guilt, all of it, and lay it at the cross of Christ. Lord, I ask that you would put us in the circle of your blood. Do with us. Have your way in our lives, that your will and purposes and the light of your glory might shine forth through our lives in this old dark world. Now, Lord, open up our hearts as we continue to study in this wonderful, wonderful study concerning, if it's consensual, then it must be okay, that we might begin to recognize the strategies, the schemes of the evil one. And I ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Now today I want to begin our study in terms of the perils of pornography. No study of consensual sex would be complete without looking carefully at the epidemic and spiritual devastation that is brought about as a result of pornography. Worldwide pornography revenue in 2006 was $97.06 billion. Wow. Of that, approximately $13 billion was in the United States. Every second, $3,075.64 is spent on pornography. Did you hear that? Don't let those numbers confuse you. $3,075 every second is spent on pornography. 28,258 internet viewers are viewing pornography. This very moment, 372 internet users are typing adult search terms into search engines, and every 39 minutes, a new pornographic video is made in the United States. From Hollywood's obsession with the worship of beautiful women, and I want to call it what it is, it's a worship of beautiful women, to the myriad of vulgar ads that feed our culture of materialism, not to mention the gateway to hell we have intimately come to know as the internet, the God of this world has become more than effective in bringing destruction and death upon our country, our families, and the church's witness for Christ. On the morning of April 23rd, 2010, the national news program ABC's Good Morning America reported that 31 top officials working for the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, from 2008 to 2010 had an addiction to porn. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that? This is the government agency whose responsibility it is to keep watch over the corruption and fraud in our nation's banking system. These guys, in the middle of the financial crisis, are spending their time looking at prurient material on the internet, said Peter Morici, a professor at University of Maryland and former director of the Office of Economics at the U.S. International Trade Commission. Just think with me. The financial meltdown in America that almost brought America to financial ruin was overseen by highly demonized individuals addicted to the illicit demonic power of porn. I submit to you that this was not just dirty guys behaving badly. This was a carefully devised evil scheme of the enemy. He strategically placed highly wounded and demonized agents of evil to aid in the inflicting Satan's damage and destruction to our nation and to steal the hard-earned wealth of our people. The word pornography comes from two Greek words, porneia, which means fornication or idolatry, and graphē, which means writing. Let's look more closely to the word porneia so we can understand what we are dealing with in the practice of pornography. We find the word in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 21, and 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 18, and 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 21. Each time it refers to the act of sex outside the vows of marriage. The act of porneia is fornication, immoral sex outside the marriage vows. Galatians 5, verse 19 through 21. Hear the word today. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are, here it is, immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you that those who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 10, hear it with your heart. Or do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither, here's the word, porneia, fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers shall inherit the kingdom of God. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 21, I am afraid that when I come again, my God may humiliate me before you, that I may mourn over many of those who have sinned in the past and not repented of the impurity, the immorality, and sensuality which they have practiced. Again, the word porneia. Pornography is a mind-imagination fantasy game. It is the mental lusting after women or of men of which Jesus condemns. Matthew 5, verse 27 and 28, would you hear the words of the Savior today? You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks on a woman to lust for her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. That's right. You and I have the ability to commit adultery in our hearts, and the spiritual consequences are the same as if we have committed the act of adultery. It's not only possible, but sadly common for folks to have affairs of the heart. That's right. We call them affairs of the heart. Billy Graham has rightly stated, and I quote, "In the battle between imagination and the will loses every time." Pornography involves the cherishing of sinful desires. Like any good bait, there is a hook behind pornography, waiting to enslave and destroy its prey. Addiction to pornography is as destructive as any other addictions, whether addictions to work, alcohol, drug, food, or any other tormenting addictions. Pornography can lead to a loss of total control of a person's life. There's so much more we need to get into, and we'll have more time next week as we continue in depth concerning the issue of pornography and its destructive, damaging results upon our families, our culture, our churches, and our very lives. Now, I know I've touched a chord with many of you. Many of you know the destructive, damaging results of pornography, even in your own marriage, in your own personal lives, in your children. You've seen the patterns. I want to encourage you. Please hear me today. We have learned that compulsive behavior cannot be stopped by a mere act of the will. These are programmed spiritually that the devil has set in motions that if there is not a spiritual holy cleansing of the blood of Jesus, it will not stop. We believe, I want you to know, that I am confident, I am absolutely persuaded that Jesus is your only hope. Jesus is my only hope. And that's why we've come to bring this study to you. Would you let me know? Would you let me know of your concerns, of your hurts? Let me know how to pray for you, for your spouse. If you need a prayer meeting, contact us. Call me personally, toll free, 1-877-808-8886. That's 1-877-808-8886. Or you can email me personally through our website, theinvisiblewar.org. Email me with your concerns, your prayer needs. Let me know how we can minister to you. Now I want the privilege of praying with you today. You know, if I had the words to cleanse our hearts of these most serious matters, I would find those words and I would speak them. But folks, I don't have that power. Only Jesus can cleanse our hearts. Only the blood of Calvary has the power to cleanse us from sin. And if you're not saved, if you've never been born again, if you've never given your heart to Christ, if you're not sure, if you're not certain that you're going to heaven when you die, would you pray this prayer with me right now? Would you do it? Just pray the prayer with me. I wish I could do it for you. I can't do it for you, but I can do it with you. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. That's right. Pray it with me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. And I know that you loved me because you died for me. I ask you to come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I receive you as my Savior and my Lord. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me, let me know it. Let me know it. Contact us through the website, theinvisiblewar.org, or you can call me toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. Now, if you are being tormented by the spirits of pornography, you're hooked and you cannot stop, would you pray this prayer with me right now? Would you just lift it up before the Lord? Just pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I renounce all these uses of my body as an instrument of unrighteousness. And by doing so, I ask you to break all bondages that Satan has brought into my life through the involvement of pornography. I confess my participation in it. Through the new covenant in your blood, I now present my body to you as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you. I reserve that the sexual use of my body only for the marriage partner that you have chosen for me. I renounce the lie of Satan that my body is not clean, that it is dirty or in any way unacceptable as a result of my past sexual experiences. Lord, I thank you that I am totally cleansed and forgiven through the shedding of your blood for my sin. Now, Lord, I ask that you would allow me to present my body to you as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. Cleanse me. Cleanse me. May my body be an instrument from this day forth of your righteousness. And I ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Again, would you contact us at the Invisible War Ministry? Would you call me toll-free, 1-877-808-8886? Or you can email me through our website, theinvisiblewar.org. Let us know how we can minister to you. May I take this opportunity to encourage you, wherever you find yourself, whatever you are facing, however desperate you may feel, God is greater than our needs. God is greater than our every need. We at the Invisible War are here to help you walk in the freedom of Christ. We believe you have a holy destiny that the enemy has either stolen or is trying to steal. Please let us know how we can serve you. If you need a prayer session, call us today. Call us toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. That's toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. Or you can contact us through our website, theinvisiblewar.org. www.thewordofgod.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Do it today. I look forward to hearing from you. Do it today. Now I want to thank you personally for listening today and for taking this most important study in spiritual warfare, Lies That Kill, the Supernatural Battle for Truth. We'll pick it up next time right here on The Invisible War.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcast information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War.